This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show.
Welcome to 3-Minute Mastery, condensed thoughts, learnings, ideas, and musings in 3 minutes or less. Thanks for popping in.
The vast majority of things are not black and white, are not cut and dry, and are not as clear or obvious as the brain wants to believe. Our entire perception of the world is built on assumptions, symbolism, and mental shortcuts to make things more simple, when the reality is always much deeper, much more multifaceted. The tools that we use to understand things often come up remarkably short to getting to the actual truth. And the result is that we can trick ourselves into believing things that may not necessarily be truth or the whole truth. Let's take communication, for example. Words are so limiting. Think about it. What are words? Words are symbols that are made of smaller symbols called letters. We mix and match and assign these permutations meaning, but they have no inherent meaning. The brain does the best it can at picking the right combination of these letters, words, and resulting phrases to try to construct meaning both for ourselves and others, but it remains very surface level. The problem is that words are like the tip of a very deep iceberg. Beneath them are infinitely more perspectives that we can't communicate or that we're forced to try to summarize given the limitations of language. If everyone on the planet were to just instantly become telepathic right now, I guarantee you the superficial exchanges that you're used to having with people wouldn't hold a flame to the immersion of understanding you'd be exposed to by literally walking right into another's mind. You get like an ethnographic sampling of the entirety of why they are the way they are, in a mode of data transmission far beyond words. Communicating in words forces us to choose one way to articulate something in a linear manner that's so non-linear that the act of doing so by default restricts our truth and compresses it down to a doctored format, reducing complicated ideas that are a combination of experiences, opinions, filters, feelings, and beliefs into hieroglyphs that are imperfect representations of what we actually intend to share. Or let's take success. I sort of laugh when I see posts that are like, here's the 3 things all billionaires have in common. As if you do those 3 things, voila, you'll instantly be a billionaire. As if it were that simple, right? If it were, everyone would do it. The deeper truth is that success has no uniform recipe. It's highly individual. In reality, anyone who's earned millions of dollars likely spent decades upon decades refining their own secret sauce. People who try to point to one thing, who want to try to paint a picture of morning routine being the thing, or knowing how to close sales calls being the thing, or picking the next moonshot crypto being the thing that'll propel you to billionaire status, are simplifying something that has hundreds of levels and nuances to it, and which is so personal, so granular, that you can't point to one thing or 2 or 3 behaviors and say, ah, that's it. In other words, you can't sum up success. You can find commonalities among people who've all achieved certain results, yes, which can be a wonderful exercise. But remember, when you see people flexing on Instagram, you're seeing the end result, not all the work that made it possible. Real success, real money, is a byproduct of years of training oneself to be radically consistent and persistent by lining up hundreds or thousands of little things in their own reality. There is no swipe file for long-term success. The intangibles are much more indicative than anything that you can grasp, and that's just facts. I share these couple of examples to point out how no matter what we want to believe or how we want to try and make sense of stuff, things are usually not as they seem. Things are never perfect, and they're always more multidimensional than we know. Behind the curtain, you'll almost always find more depth and detail than you imagined. As a collective, it's time to wake up and have the courage to look, to rework, and to dig deeper.
That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.